This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
As the cold rolls in this winter in many parts of the country, we've got a lot of people without jobs. Unemployment rate's about 6.9%. No stimulus in sight. A third of adults say they're having a hard time meeting regular household expenses, according to the Census Bureau. All of this is to say there may be a growing number of Americans unable to pay their utility bills, gas, heat, electricity, water. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Richard Ferreira directs community services for Catholic Charities Diocese of Trenton in New Jersey. They give money to people who can't pay their utility bills. He says normally they get about 15 calls a day.
But now we seem to have been spiking to like 35, 40 calls a day.
When the pandemic started, New Jersey was one of 32 states that prevented people's utilities from being disconnected. For Jersey, it goes until March of next year. But those bills will keep stacking up, and Ferreira worries that debt will further exacerbate the housing crisis and lead to evictions.
Rental arrears and utility arrears go hand in hand because, you know, people are moving monies. They're robbing Peter to pay Paul. They don't pay their rent. With hopes of trying to get the utilities stabilized.
According to the National Energy Assistance Directors Association, electric and gas debt is expected to be more than $24 billion by the end of this year. That's 3 to 4 times what it was last year. The protections against shutoffs are lifting and disconnections have already begun. Tens of thousands across the country have lost their power, which is disproportionately affecting people of color. Michelle Graff teaches energy policy at Indiana University.
So as compared to white households, Hispanic households were 15 times more likely to have their household disconnected for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic. And Black households were 6 times more likely.
It's not just about staying warm through the winter. It's a public health issue, says Ariel Dre-Hobel with the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy.
Many people are working and learning from home. And, you know, need to wash their hands frequently, keep food and medicine cool within a refrigerator that's running on electricity. It's really important that people have access to the utilities now.
Utility companies across the country say they are offering payment plans, and the federal program that helps low-income families pay their energy bills got an extra $900 million from the CARES Act. But that was back in May, and the coldest months are still ahead. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.